This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, October 17th. God's word to you today is God cover. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalms 23, verse 6, from the New King James Version, and it says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." When you consider Psalm 23 in its entirety, and verse 6 in particular, it seems like God is an insurance policy. It is like God telling us that we have been insured, we have a cover. When you have insurance on your car, you know that if the car gets stolen, it will be replaced. So you are really not worried because you are covered. If you know and understand the concept of insurance, the next question is, who paid the premium? The truth is that for us New Testament believers, the premium was paid 2,000 years ago. Jesus hung on the cross of Calvary, died for you, and paid the premium for your covering, for your insurance. Every policy has a cycle. Does this insurance cover a lapse as well? David says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Meaning, this policy, your cover, will last for your lifetime. A lot of existing policies are pretty much similar. However, David says that even when this life is done, he will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So ours is an eternal policy. It covers everything, life on earth and eternity with God. It just makes so much sense to be a child of God. It does not make sense to give your life to anything or anyone but Jesus, because that leaves you open without cover. How much can you cover without God? God shows us in Psalm 23 verse 6 that he is committed to us. When we become his children, when we belong to Jesus, God is committed to us. God is so committed to us that even when we give up on him, as long as we are alive, he will not give up on us. That is how beautiful it is. If you give up on God, as long as there is breath in you, God will not give up on you. Have people given up on God and died in that state? Yes. Then it is too late, because it is appointed unto man once to die. But until then, God does not give up on you. That is his nature. David was a shepherd before he became a king. Very often, he overlays his kingly experience with his shepherd experience to give us a graphic picture of God's faithfulness. When David says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me," the picture he is painting is that of a shepherd that has sheepdogs. Sheepdogs usually follow the sheep. Most shepherds have a couple of them, but sometimes just one. I suspect that David named his own sheepdogs goodness and mercy. He was imagining being God's sheep, and goodness and mercy, ensuring he remains on track. Let us pray. Father, like David, I declare that surely your goodness and mercy shall keep me on track and hedge me in my whole life long. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.